בוקר טוב רבותיי, שבוע טוב. Today is יום שני בשבת קודש, כף בית באדר השני, פרשת שמיני, החודש, פרשת החודש this week, חודש ניסן מגיע, בעזרת השם. טוב, ולכן, one page ע' ג', ולכן אף שהפגם שנעשה לידי העצבות בשמות הקודש ובאות האחרונה שבשם, if you remember we said last time, that when a person is sad, depressed, whatever, he's פוגם the last אות ה' of the שם השם, ולכאורה פגם קטן משאר מידות רעות. You might think that the damage that you do is less than other מידות רעות, אבל מאחר ותוצאות הפגם גדולים מאוד, you're right, that's the actual פגם. But the result of the פגם can be so much greater. מי שמכיר בעצמו שיש לו נטייה לעצב, ידע שזו מחלה בנפש. If a person knows that he has a tendency to be sad, to be depressed, there are people like that. When things don't go your way, you get down all the time. He says that's an illness, that's מחלת נפש. You have to work on it. It's an emotional illness. Clinical, depression, you know what I'm saying? But he's trying to, we have to try to fix it without pills. You know what I'm saying? There's ways to, even b'derech ha-musar, yeah, there's a time and place for clinical and pills and, you know, all that. Beseder. But try to fix it b'derech ha-musar. ולפעמים, בא אליו מצד התולדה בשעה שנשמתו ירדה לעולם, וכנודע שכל אחד מקבל חלק אחר משל חברו, ובא לעולם לתיקון נפשו. There's certain tchunot that we're born with. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us also certain midot. So we're here to be mtaken something. So it could be that if you're constantly struggling with atzvut, it could very well be that that's what you're here to be mtaken. You know, you're a gilgul of a person that was always be'etzev and was not oved Hashem b'simcha, and therefore you're feeling down. You gotta fight it. I said in shul this week, I think it's a powerful thing. You know, a lot of people struggle with depression and they get down, whatever. I encourage everybody, midei pam, once in a blue, go do bikur cholim in a hospital. Walk around in a hospital ward. Go do some bikur cholim. You get a mitzvah, A, gmilut chasadim begufo, and puts things in perspective. I'm depressed. You ever see people lying in a hospital? Shem yishmo. You walk out with a totally different perspective, v'simcha. I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm breathing, I'm eating, I'm drinking. Okay, so I have stress over here, I have a little difficulty over there. But just, people, put things in perspective. When was the last time you did Bikur Cholim? Mitzvah Ta'aseh Min HaTorah. Too long? What does that even mean? So is davening.
No, I'm saying it's been too long.
Oh, it's been too long. It's Mitzvah Ta'aseh Min HaTorah Mamash, Gmilut Chasadim. Yeah?
A met mitzvah is even whenever, is that only whenever there's enough people? You don't have a minyan of 10 people?
Correct.
Otherwise, no. You don't.
Unless you're pogea. If you're pogea, the mitzvah is on you. But you have to, bikur cholim, achnasat orchim, zdoche pnei ha-shechina. Can you imagine? Not only that, the shechina is shochenet mirosh ha-chole, so you go visit the shechina. Mitzvah. Gives them chizuk. Anyway, that helps put things in perspective. You realize you walk around the hospital, it's a very scary place. I'm not saying like whatever, but like you see these things and you realize, wow, look be'emet how much chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon me. V'zeh emet. U'mishim mavchin sheyesh bo aitzev pnimi, sheno merutzeh b'chelko. Yeah, you're not satisfied, you're always looking for more. However matzlech, no, it's not enough. Mukhrach letaken et atzmo. Says you gotta force it, you gotta fix it. ולא כדאי שיתבודד, אף שכוונתו טובה, כי יכולה לדבוק בו רוח רעה. Don't be alone. Have people. Sometimes when you're down, you want to be alone. Don't do that. When a person's alone, and he suffers from מידת העצבות, רוח רעה can stick to him. And he can be overcome by רוח רעה. רוח טמאה.
make him sin.
You know, that's how דיבוקים happen. נשמות, wandering נשמות, come and stick to people who are alone and sad. So don't do that. If you find yourself sad or down, whatever it is, surround yourself with positive people. Happy people.
Maybe not get affected by negative people. Like sometimes like they ruin my vibe over there. Complain about food, whatever. This, that.
Talk to him. Say, is it really that bad? The food. Okay, I went to yeshiva too. By the way, this is gourmet. I'm not saying whatever. I'm not so like whatever. I also like good food, you know what I'm saying? But like, take it easy. You know what I'm saying? Okay, food, food. No, but the test and the dorms and the food and the tafsik lehitlonen. Stop complaining. Be samech bechelko. Ishtabach shemo. Have a beautiful bais medrash and rebbeim and food and shelter. V'akol beseder. Tell the person, why are you complaining so much? Be'emet, it's that bad? My grandparents were in the Holocaust. Are you seriously complaining? That's not a taina, because, you know, we didn't grow up. Acha. But my grandparents were seriously in the Holocaust. You know what I'm saying? If I would complain from my grandfather especially, like, oh, the food is... It's so angry, so insulted. Ma ata mitlonen? Are you serious right now? You know, they went through concentration camps. My grandfather, Alav Shalom, I remember, I have one brother, and even if we weren't eating at the same time, every time we ate, he would come to the table and sit, like where Shmuel is right now, and watch me and my brother eat. And it's like, lo naim, you know what I'm saying? I don't like when people watch, but he would watch. And then I would get uncomfortable, and my mother would tell me to like be quiet and leave him alone. I said, Ima, well, it's bothering me. She said, that's his nachat. Sees his children and grandchildren eat. Do you have what I'm saying? Do you understand the kind of trauma that they went through? They get nachat from seeing that their children and grandchildren are eating. My mother told me, when they grew up, I think I told you this before, he used to randomly take them on trips to the supermarket. Even when they didn't need anything, they didn't need to go shopping, my grandfather used to take them up and down the aisles just to look at the shefa. You have what I'm saying? It's like a... And my mother's like, no, I don't want to go. He's like, we're going. When you're in concentration camp and you're eating potato peels and stuff out of the garbage for years, you have what I'm saying? And all your family dies and right in front of your eyes. You're not tzchok. So what do you... I complain too, you know what I'm saying? But then I stop. Really? Really? You're really complaining? In a nice way. Now, so he ends off. Uchshem she'asimcha va'olalut krovot zo lazo v'yesh la'avchin b'nehem. We've spoken about this before. Simcha, joy, important. Holelut, frivolity, wildness, efkerut. They're similar, but different. And you have to draw the line between them. Sadness and fear of Hashem are also very close. But you have to know how to draw the line. Fear of Hashem, mitzuyan. Sadness, too far, you cross the line. Even with Yirat Hashem, it's not supposed to cause you to be sad. Shelifamim yesh adam yare v'chared, aval sharui be'atzvut. V'gam im osek b'torah, limudo olech l'sitra achara rachmana litzlan. If a person learns Torah, shelo besimcha, if a person learns Torah out of sadness, like he's being forced, the Mekubalim say, brings from Mahanchu, his Torah goes to the Satan. Instead of going to the Kisei HaKavod, it gives koach to the Sitra Achara, the Satan. Can you imagine? Learning. You have to learn mitoch simcha. Kol hanevi, it's a Gemara. Kol hanevi'im lo nibe'u, ela mitoch simcha. Yaakov Avinu, Nevi Hashem, Nistalka Mimenu Ruach HaKodesh for how many years? 22 years. He's Ba'atzvut. Over Yosef, Hashem didn't talk to him. It's a big... You have to, when you're learning the Simcha, out of Simcha, out of feeling of a Zechut, wow, I have a privilege, I have a merit to sit and learn. Ki Avodat Hashem Ba'atzvut Eina Mitzvah Ela Avera. ולכן יש להתרחק ממידה זו מאוד. מרן החידה discusses this at length in ספר ראש דוד. זה מפורש. עבודת השם בעצבות זה עבירה. תפילה בשמחה. לימוד בשמחה. קיום המצוות בשמחה. הכל בשמחה. פסח. בן ישראל actually talks about this in the הקדמה לפרשת צו. Where he speaks about דיני... Erev Pesach Leil HaSeder, he speaks over there about mitzvah b'dikat chametz, and he writes, it's, I don't know by Ashkenazim, but by Sfaradim it's nahug that when you go for b'dikat chametz, you take a plate, in the plate you take a knife and a little salt, Why? Why salt? When we pick up the pieces. The Ashkenazim take like a spoon also, a feather, nechon? So by Sfaradim we take a knife. A knife is to be able to be begared b'chorim v'zdakin. Like if you need to... And salt. Why salt? Says the Ben Ishchai. He says, mitzvah b'dikat chametz is mitzvah yikaram me'od. It's a very precious mitzvah. V'asitra acharam kaneba. The Satan is jealous of this mitzvah. So he's going to get you to do everything in order to lose it. So the salt, lefi kabbalah, wards off. It's good to push him away. Why is it mekaneba? Because it's a mitzvah that takes effort. To bend over, it takes time. He says, if you complain, you lost it. He says, don't be... And I said, takes time. My Rebbe told me that his father, Alav Shalom, Rav Shraga Meshach Kalmanovich, the Rashi of the Yeshiva, he used to start from Tzitta Kochavim, 8, 8, 39, whatever Tzitta Kochavim for Ashkenazim, Leil Erev Pesach, Ol Arba Asar, he would finish at 4 in the morning. And my Rebbe would be with him. Mamash ketakanat chachamim. You know, there's poskim that say after the house is clean, there's not so much of a chuvat b'dika anymore. It's considered baduk mechametz. So there's a shayla. If that's the case, then how we make a bracha? Okay, there's yeshuvim. We do it. But most people, vast majority of people, they make a sarah. Al biu chametz, find the 10 pieces, kol chamira b'shalom. Nechon? Used to take until 4 in the morning. He says even when he was zakin muflad, he was in his 80s, couldn't move, he was frail. My Rebbe and his brother, his father, the Shiva, he told him, I want you to pick me up and lay me down on the floor. He used to go flat on his stomach, under the beds, with the candle of his end. He used to stay there for, you know, long periods of time looking. He says, Abba, we'll do it for you. He says, no! The mitzvah bo yoter mibeshiluchho. You checking till 4 in the morning? Mapitom. Yeah, he said, I'm not either.
Money
also.
Huh?
Yeah, but it's a mitzvah. Benachat, besimcha. Ah, shtabach shemo hakadosh baruch hu gave us a mitzvah. Gam nishmo adivre chachamim. Ach bayim alashon tashbitu seon mibatechem. Some say that you can be yotze with bedikat chametz, the deoraita also of mitzvah tashbitu seon mibatechem. Then serifat chametz, eze simcha, mitzvot shel leil haseder, matzah o maror, and kriyat ha'agadah. Eze mitzvot, arba'a kosot. Kadosh piles on the mitzvot. Kol besimcha. Kol besimcha. You go home for ben hazmanim, you help over here. You make a kiddush Hashem, you do kibud avayim. Mitzvot, kol besimcha. Ashrei mi she'oved et Hashem, kol hazman besimcha. Ve'no mit'atzev mima she'ba elav be'inyane kesef o mishpacha. Yeah, nechon? Financial things happen. Family stuff happens. Bechol ma she'zimenu lefanav min ha'shamayim, ye merutzev sameach. Ye sameach. When a person's besimcha, that is the geula from your tzara. Everybody's got tzarot. You want to get out of them? Quickest? Be besimcha. When Hashem sees your besimcha with the yisurim that you give him, takes you out.
Is it
la
halacha?
Or the